This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. The first Afghan city fell to the Taliban Friday when the militants overran Zaranj, the provincial capital of Nimruz in southwestern Afghanistan. The UN Security Council took up the matter on Friday. Ghulam Izakzai is the Afghan ambassador to the United Nations.
The Taliban have launched brutal military offensives, already causing massive death, destruction, displacement, and instability in Afghanistan and beyond.
At the White House, spokesperson Jen Psaki said the path of violence will not bring the Taliban the legitimacy it is seeking.
If the Taliban claim to want international legitimacy, these actions are not going to get them the legitimacy they seek.
The council's meeting came hours after the Taliban ambushed and killed the director of Afghanistan's government media center in Kabul, the latest killing of a government official just days after an assassination attempt on the country's acting defense minister. The United States said Friday it would refuse visas to more than four dozen additional Nicaraguans linked to President Daniel Ortega in response to an increasingly harsh crackdown on the opposition ahead of elections. The U.S. State Department said it would refuse entry to 50 family members of Ortega-linked officials, expanding a July 12th announcement of visa restrictions on more than 100 people, including legislators and judges. The announcement came after Nicaraguan authorities detained a 27-year-old former beauty queen who announced a run as an opposition candidate against Nicaragua's vice president, who is Ortega's wife. Authorities have already arrested seven presidential hopefuls as Ortega prepares in November to seek his fourth consecutive term since returning to power in 2007. Visit voanews.com for more. This is VOA News. A new report from the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention finds COVID-19 vaccines boost immunity even among people who have already recovered from infection. AP's Jennifer King reports.
Researchers looked at a group of Kentucky residents who'd had a coronavirus infection in the fall of 2020. COVID-19 survivors who failed to get vaccinated were more than twice as likely to get reinfected. Scientists found infection does leave survivors protected against a serious reinfection, but blood tests signal that the protection drops against the worrisome variants. In a separate study, Rush University researchers found that even one dose of the vaccine gives people who've recovered from COVID a dramatic boost in immunity, even more than people who've never been infected would get from two shots. I'm Jennifer King.
A New Jersey gym owner and a Washington State man have become the first people charged in the January 6th riot at the U.S. Capitol to plead guilty to assaulting a law enforcement officer during the deadly siege. AP's Ben Thomas has more.
Federal prosecutors identified former mixed martial arts fighter Scott Fairlamb as one of the first people to breach the Capitol after other rioters smashed in windows and kicked out a door. They say he also harassed police officers after he left the building. Fairlamb's attorney says prosecutors are seeking a sentence in a range of 3.5 to a little more than 4 years in prison. The second man, Devlin Thompson of Washington State, pleaded guilty to assaulting a police officer with a baton. He's been ordered jailed in Seattle. More than 30 other defendants have pleaded guilty, though mostly to misdemeanor charges. I'm Ben Thomas.
No woman has won more Olympic track and field medals than Allyson Felix, who captured her 10th medal Friday at the Tokyo Games. AP's Tim McGuire has details.
35-year-old Allyson Felix, who nearly died while pregnant with her now young daughter, has won her 10th Olympic medal, a bronze, in the women's 400. It's a career that dates back to the Athens Games in 2004, and Felix has won more Olympic medals in track than any other woman.
Yeah, I love the sport, and it's been so good to me, and I've grown up in it.
Felix is tied with Carl Lewis, once the standalone most decorated U.S. track athlete. She can surpass him if she runs in the women's 4x400 relay and it medals on Saturday night.
It's very, very special to be 35 and to still be doing what I love.
I'm Tim McGuire.
On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrials rose by 0.4%, while the S&P 500 added 0.2%. The NASDAQ dropped, however, by 0.4%. You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.